Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, it truly is an honor to even be asked to come and stand on the watch wall of faith for Jesus Christ. You know, like I said, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just want to thank Brother Mike for the opportunity. Thank God for my wife who's here. She made it. I was so happy to see her. And my boys and my friends, Will and Richard. So, truly a blessing to be here. So, I know we got baptism today, so I won't hold you long. this is a great message. I'm glad Brother Mike is here today because the Lord, I mean, I think everyone can take something from this message. I know the preparation stage for me has been awesome. The Lord has really been preparing me as I put this sermon together. My wife said, why do you prepare so hard? If you ever put a message together for the Creator of all that we know, you better be serious about what you're doing. So, today I would like to talk about something really simple here. So if you would, get your Bibles, if you're able to stand. We're going to look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 5. If you're able to stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. That mic's giving me an echo, so we'll see how it goes. All right, everybody got it? It says, now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee.
Wow.
And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee, and will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot with him. And Abram was 70, listen to this, 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, his nephew, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. Now if you flip on over to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, that'll be our last verse. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Listen to this. By faith, Abraham... Yeah. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. And we'll take our title from that verse. Our title for the sermon today is Going, Not Knowing. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come thanking you for this privilege and this opportunity to proclaim your word. Lord, we pray right now that they not see the messenger, but they see the message. And Lord God, we'll be so careful to thank you. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. I want you to think for a minute about this call that God puts on Abram. He is 75 years old. And the Lord tells him that he must leave his country. He must leave his kindred, and he must leave his father's house. I don't know if you can think about that for 1 second. If the Lord called you out and say, hey, I want you to leave. Now, what you need to understand is in the chapter before that, the Tower of Babel had just took place. Why did the Lord have to call Abraham out? Get this. When God wants to use you, He will separate you. When God wants to use you, He'll separate you. Abram's father.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.